Hey, welcome to another program of Red, White, and Blues. This is a weekly radio show that is all blues and nothing but blues. We like to talk about the history of the blues. We listen to blues, talk about the instruments and the artists and the songs. And I think we have a really good program in store for you today. A little bit of the older and the new. You know, we talk about the blues from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and late 80s and early 90s. There was a pretty big movement. Guys, you know, like Jeff Healey, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the younger guys like Johnny Lang and Eric Gales. Speaking of Eric Gales, he's one of my favorite artists, one of those left-handed guitar players. He's really good. And let's get right into it. Let's listen to some Eric Gales. What's the name of the song? This is The Rebirth, The Change in Me.
Thank you. haste. Another good man has been laid to waste. Somebody's bleeding, laying on the ground. Somebody shooting, somebody going down. Going down.
That was Mr. Eric Gales, and he was along with Walter Trout on that one. That was Something Going Down, and Walter Trout, he's also a great guitar player too. And Eric Gales got to be one of my favorites. Before that, it was a Change and a Rebirth from Eric Gales. Eric Gales is one of those guys where he plays a Fender Stratocaster, but he plays it left-handed, but he doesn't turn his strings over. So his, you know, small strings on the top and his big strings on the bottom, it just gets a whole different sound. Mr. Eric Gales, he's from Memphis, Tennessee, and his nickname is Raw Dog, D-A-W-G. Back in the day, he was considered a child prodigy. He started playing the guitar at 4, and then his older brother started teaching him B.B. King licks and Jimi Hendrix licks. He took off from there, and you know, and since he plays that guitar upside down, just like Albert King does, so the Albert King licks really just, you know, came natural to him. Like I said, he was a child prodigy. In 1991, he released his first album. He released another album in 1993. Started gaining some notoriety, and then Woodstock 94 came around, and he got to share the stage with Carlos Santana. And he's made 19 albums. That's pretty amazing. And the last one, it was produced by Mr. Joe Bonamassa. I think it was a couple of years ago. I think it's called I Want My Crown. And I also saw Eric Gales at the Experience Hendrix Tour at the North Charleston Coliseum. And he had guys up there like Johnny Lang and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And I remember riding in the car. Everybody was all excited about seeing, you know, Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I said, well, I'm going to see Eric Gales. And they said, who is Eric Gales? I said, you'll see. And the whole way home in the car, nobody could stop talking about Eric Gales. But you know, that second song we played there, Going Down with Walter Trout, he's a pretty hot guitar player in himself. Let's play a couple of Walter Trout songs. How about Let's Play for Rain?
it falling down. Rain ain't falling, rain ain't falling down. All the crops are dying, and I don't know where I'm bound. Tears are falling, tears are falling down. Tears are falling, tears are falling down. Mother Nature's crying, and I don't know where I'm bound. Dusty, feels a crying pain. The hair is dry and dusty, feels a crying pain. All that we can do, all we can do is pray for rain. Sadness, sadness on the ground. Sadness, sadness on the ground. Nothing more is growing, and I don't know where I'm bound. I don't know where I'm bound. Don't know where I'm bound. Don't know where I'm bound. We'll be right back.
That was Mr. Walter Trout, along with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Man, I tell you what, that song was called It Hurts Like Hell. But I tell you what, that's two hot Fender Stratocasters and two hot Fender Stratocaster players just cutting heads in the studio right there. Walter Trout, he's just a fabulous guitar player. And before that, it was Pray for Rain for Walter Trout, one of his acoustic tracks. But Walter Trout, he took an interesting path. His path pretty much shows you if, no matter where you're from, if you're good and you work hard, you pay your dues, you will be successful. And you know, people think about where all these blues players are from. He's from Ocean City, New Jersey. And in the 60s, he was a big part of the Jersey Coast blues scene. He started making a name for himself. And just like all the other guys, instead of going to Chicago, he said, I'm going to go out to Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, he played. He found a bunch of blues artists out there, the old blues artists, and he actually got gigs playing in their bands as a backup guitar player or a lead guitar player. He played with John Lee Hooker, Joe Tex, Big Mama Thornton, and really a lot more. And then with his kind of a rock side, he actually became the lead guitarist of Canned Heat. That's a legendary rock band in itself. And then just like if you really want to take the next step into blues, he did like all the guys like Eric Clapton did. He joined John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and that pretty much, you know, solidified his career and got him going in the next level, really. Like all the other blues guys, he tours extensively. Europe, United States, Canada, South America. He's just an entertainer and loves to play live. Well, we got a lot more to come, so stick around. When we come back, I think we might have some Larry McRae coming up. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.